Chad texts in, and Chad, just like you, George, is a diehard Green Bay fan.
Shout out to you, Chad.
I'm so over the Rodgers deal. I'm at the point where I would like to see the Packers cash in, see what they can get for him. And I'm a huge Rodgers fan. And just like you, Chad is a monster Aaron Rodgers fan.
I'm not quite there yet, though. I don't even, literally, Gary, not even kidding, 5 minutes ago, while we were doing break, I look up at the TV, and they've got three potential deals from three separate teams that the Packers could be interested in. I was like, I don't even want to see all of that. No. Sorry. Back now.
His best option to go to the Super Bowl next year is Green Bay.
Thank you. Thank you. Stay put.
Kansas City's got a quarterback. Buffalo's got a quarterback. Tampa Bay's got a quarterback. Cleveland's got a quarterback. Maybe out of those four, there's two that would say, Aaron Rodgers, come on down. It was Kent on Twitter. He said, I'll start the conversation since no one else will. Rodgers to the Vikings. It has to happen, right? Certainly next year is a real possibility. Vikings have Kirk Cousins. They would like to discard Kirk Cousins. They drafted his potential replacement in Kellen Mond. But if Aaron Rodgers, if they could work a trade, and, you know, Green Bay might want the whole world, that would hurt you more than Brett Favre playing for the Vikings.
Absolutely, and there's no chance in hell that's happening, period.
Yeah, because you had Favre was with the Vikings. You had Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you would have Rodgers with the Vikings, and you would have Jordan Love.
So
how are
bad.
You? The microphone still on?
That's so bad. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's not happening. Anyway. Part two in the middle.
Well, if the Packers really thought that they had something in Jordan Love, I think we would hear more about teams that were contacting them to try and make a trade.
Oh, yeah.
But they know what they have with Jordan Love, and he's not ready to be their starting quarterback. And they're also, they're being sensible. Even if they can't appease Rodgers, if they'll ever make him happy, if they can find a way to come to a middle ground, they're not stupid. They're not that far away from being in the Super Bowl.
Literally not that. A coaching decision away from the Super Bowl. A coaching decision away. And even LaFleur said that was on him. So, what is it? LaFleur, 26-6 in the regular season? Aaron, you can't walk away from that.
I think he's got it before the week is over. At least publicly make some kind of statement. Because if you're on the tipping point of burning an Aaron Rodgers jersey, Chad, a diehard Packer, Aaron Rodgers fan, if you are ready to say, let's move on, that's kind of maybe what he wants it to be, but that sentiment has changed pretty quick, where you had me, and then you lost me, and it's time to go, and that's going to be a weird spot.
We're right there, Gary, and that's the whole fan base. We're right there.
All right, part two of the mailbag. It is brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Wings. Two locations, 173rd and Center, 162nd and Maple. Every Wednesday, we would do the mailbag straight up at noon. It's kind of our halfway point of the season, or the week, I should say. We do the mailbag, and you have a chance to win a gift card. George will select a winner, and he will get in touch with you. This is part two.
You've got mail.
I'm moving this one straight up to the front since we just talked about Rodgers. David says, has Aaron Rodgers become the bad boy boyfriend who no one can understand why a girl dates him? David, I'll answer this. No, he has not. Because we all can understand why girls would, well, in this case, why teams would want Aaron Rodgers. He's the MVP. He's literally, whichever way you go, you want Pat Mahomes to be number one or you want Aaron Rodgers to be number one in the league right now in regards to quarterback, depending on who you're talking to. But depending on who you're talking to, like, literally this dude is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Top two. It's top two. There's no argument. It's Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes. Those are your top two quarterbacks in the league. That's why everybody wants him. That's why Green Bay right now is dealing with all of this stuff, because if this was any other player, they'd be out. Boom. Gone. No questions asked. But there's a reason why all of this is drama, because everybody wants this dude, especially if your reports are coming out left and right that he wants out and that kind of stuff. I don't blame the Niners. I don't blame the Broncos for sending out rumors, false rumors, baloney reports saying that Aaron Rodgers is coming to them. I don't blame them. I'd want them, or like if they contacted him, I don't blame them either. I'd want Aaron Rodgers on my side too.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think last year wasn't supposed to happen for Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay
was ready for the transition that was probably going to happen in 22, but 20 wasn't going to be a great year. 21 was going to be okay, mm-hmm. but it wasn't going to be anywhere near an MVP level. Well, Aaron Rodgers was the MVP, and so I think it complicated things. I've said this a couple of times in their transition, and now they don't know what to do because they were going to transition, and you could make the case that he's at the end of his career. It's time for us to move on. And he ruined your conversation this year. All right, now the other part of this question. If you listen to Aaron Rodgers and how he's handling this,
mm-hmm.
would you think that he has won multiple Super Bowls?
You would think. You would absolutely think so.
And then you hear the way that he has allegedly, according to a longtime Packer beat writer, the way he has mocked his GM in group chats with teammates, referring to the GM as Jerry Krause, the former Bulls GM, who, of course, was loathed by Michael Jordan.
Right.
If you knew that, would you think that Aaron Rodgers has won three or four Super Bowls?
Easy.
Not his fault they haven't won more, but they've only won one. He's been to two. But the way he's acting, would you say that he's a two, three-time Super Bowl champion?
Yeah. Yeah, but in the same breath, Gary, I think he's also talking like he's a two- to three-time MVP, which that part is true.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know what? He deserves the respect.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, what did Green Bay think would happen when they drafted Jordan Love and forgot to tell their quarterback?
That's a good question.
I mean, did they think this, would he be like, oh, okay, I get it. No. You know him well enough. He holds grudges. He's not going to forget it. But I think both sides are at fault here. I think both sides have created something that I don't know that you can come to a middle ground. And you could say, well, the Packers don't deserve Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't deserve the Packers.
I'm not upset with that statement. I am not upset with that statement.
That's all there is to it. That's it, and that's that.
You've got mail.
I mean, this is better than any NBA free agency. And this is now going on a week.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be a week from the draft when all this news came out. And we've got an NFL draft that, considering the current circumstances, did pretty well in terms of eyeballs that we're watching. But one guy, the MVP of your league, has dominated the news cycle for a week. He has yet to speak publicly. Everybody else is speaking for him or speaking about him. There does have to come a point where he at least a statement or something. So you get a feel of where he's at. And he can say, you know, hey, I love Green Bay. I love my teammates. I love the Packers. But there's something more when you hear it from him and you actually you get him saying that instead of, you know, privately to someone.
I'm with you there, Gary. Say something, anything. Even if it's, okay, all the reports are true. Fine, then I'll deal with it. But just say something.
There's still a little part of me, though, that he's a different guy. I don't know if he's happy. I don't know if he'll ever be happy. He's different. I think he's happy around football people. Guys that he plays with,
yep.
Guys in that locker room. I think that's what really makes him happy. I don't know if he'll ever achieve happiness, you know, outside of a football locker room.
Yeah.
But it also would not surprise me, as crazy as this is, if he retires and he becomes the full-time host of Jeopardy.
And that is fine. If you want to stay away from the game, kudos to you. Don't come back, though. If you retire, do not come back.
I mean, he's 37 years old.
Yep. He's still got some left in the tank.
Well, and the Tom Brady situation in New England to Tampa is not helped this at all.
The way that
Tom Brady interacted in New England and what his exit looked like, and then in his 1 year in New England, that Brady had a lot of power to to say, hey, let's go get Gronk, let's go get Brown, let's go, yeah, Fournette sounds really good. Heck, even bring Shady McCoy aboard, and he's doing all of that. And then he gets the phone call about Kyle Trask is going to be drafted. That is not helping the Packers situation at all.
Not even a little bit.
How long do you think this story goes?
Hopefully it's
done. Does this go until there's a trade?
This goes until either there's a trade or until Aaron Rodgers comes out and says something.
But I even think, George, and for everybody else that is, you know, either tired of this or is a Packer fan and you're invested, I think if there's a trade, of course, this ends. But if he is going to stay there, I think it continues to be a discussion until he is actually at their training camp. He's actually in person, and you see pictures of him and Matt LaFleur standing next to each other while Rodgers is tossing passes.
That's a fair statement. Let's be honest. Talk about stuff that will make, like, at least my stomach be a little bit more easy with this whole situation. That sight right there.
I mean, the NFL's got to love this. The NBA loves when their stars are in the news on when they might change teams. Look at the times that LeBron's been a free agent. Mm-hmm. All of the attention that it brought. Look at when Kevin Durant was a free agent. When the big-name people in the NBA are possibly, I mean, we're playing fantasy basketball with their future.
Yeah.
Look how much attention and excitement there is and chatter that goes on. Now, on the greatest team sport going in this country, you have the reigning MVP. We are treating him like a fantasy football piece, and everybody is talking about it.
You're not wrong.
It's the power of Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
It's the power of the Packer brand, and it's the power of the NFL.
Yep, you're not wrong. Just look at James Harden earlier this season. He's not even up there, but how many people were talking about where is he going to go? Where does he fit in? And we're playing fantasy basketball back then.
Well, and the difference, though, something we discussed last week, we're talking about the NFL.
Yep.
The NBA, players can trade themselves. Players don't trade themselves in the NFL. If they would, Russell Wilson wouldn't be in Seattle, and Deshaun Watson would have been out of Houston before anything came out about his issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You've got mail.
John's got a mic.
Is that a question, or was that a discussion we're having?
That was a legit question from David.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks, David.
That turned into a discussion.
Hey, great job, guys. 15 minutes later, you answered my question. I don't want to be long-winded or anything.
John wants to know, I'm scratching my head on this one. He says, Pampers has Sesame Street characters on their diapers. Does Pampers pay Sesame Street for this, or is it the other way around? John, that's a great question. So Pampers has Sesame Street characters on them. I don't know.
This, of course, is news to both of us.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I have not purchased Pampers in a while. I think it is... If I was doing it from a marketing perspective and getting my return on investment, I would say that Sesame Street has a partnership with Pampers to put their characters on diapers.
Yes.
Because they keep it in the forefront of mom and dad of, hey, Sesame Street, hey, here's something for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's the other way, are people buying Pampers strictly for Sesame Street characters?
Right.
At that point, do you care if your kid craps on Elmo? But if I'm Sesame Street, it's a good branding opportunity.
It sure is.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at pictures of the Pampers. I mean, if you got a strong baby, then good chance you're going to dirty up Elmo. You know what? Actually, it'd be great. It's not a bad idea if you're going to brand something on Pampers. Because look at how many diapers parents buy and how much they use them. And you're always in their forefront if you have, like, your logo on the Pamper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Now, I wouldn't recommend it for, like, 16-20.
Oh, I was about to say, can we get the Gary Sharp Show logo on some Pampers?
No, that would be a little awkward.
That's all there is to it. That's it, and that's that.
You've got mail.
I got a couple more here for you.
By the way, quick update. The little interaction between the 7th and 8th grade boys and girls in here.
Yes.
They have now taken it outside.
Oh.
And we are all talking to each other.
Got to start somewhere.
Oh, it was that awkwardness. We've all been there. Like, okay, who wants to go talk to her first? who's going to make the first move? And, like, all four girls are looking at all four boys, and they don't know really what to do. And then the gap between them gets closer and closer, and they've taken it outside. See what baseball does? I mean, baseball just brings people together. and maybe the fact that I was just staring at all of them.
Just
they're like, all right, creepy old man sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
Are you on the air? No, I'm playing video games. See the headset I got on?
Gary, they might legitimately think that. Especially like with your computer setup. They might legitimately think that you're just in there gaming.
Yeah, I mean, they could. I don't really look like a gamer.
No, you don't.
I don't look like I know what I'm doing. But I do have the headset on.
This is a great question, Gary. Adam wants to know, he says, Piper, Stone Cold, Randy, Macho Man, Savage have been the three documentaries on A&E.
Can I stop you right there? So we were talking about the Rowdy Piper.
Fantastic.
Randy, Macho Man, Savage. Wow.
Yeah.
I was sad.
I was too.
I was really, really sad after watching it. I mean, what a – him and Elizabeth, that is such a I don't know how you could make that positive. I mean, there was just so much sadness in that. And let's be honest. Any wrestler from the heyday of wrestling, there really are not any happy endings.
No.
Like throwing in the third one here in this question, Stone Cold.
Yeah.
He's got a nice post-life in wrestling. It seems like he's been able to survive wrestling, and it hasn't, like, sucked his life away.
Bingo.
Where all of those wrestlers, it just, the lifestyle, their life ended way too soon. Way too soon. And Randy Macho Man Savage, which is the one that just recently aired, I was really sad. I mean, to the point that I wanted to stop watching, because I loved Randy Macho Man Savage, but I now know more about him away from the ring.
Yeah.
It's a sad life tale.
It really is. And then, like, there's a little bit of a backlash because Piper and Stone Cold's documentary was kind of more uplifting in that sense, where Savage's was kind of deep and dark. I don't know if that's telling a story in regards to what WWE thinks of the three of them in that sense. I'm not going to dive into that, though. But the question is, these documentaries have been awesome, and I'm with you. I love finding out these behind-the-scenes stories and that kind of stuff. Which wrestler would you like to see them do a documentary on this about? Adam says his pick would be Bret Hart. Of course, that would be fantastic because of the events that happened in Bret Hart's career. I've thought about this, and two of them, and these are more current ones. These are more current ones. I'd love to see Edge. I'd love to see a story done like this on Edge and his growing up through the company, as well as the 9 years he took off, how he was able to get through that, and then, like, the story of him coming back. And the other one that I thought would be super duper intriguing would be Triple H. I'd be cool with a Triple H one, and I'd be cool with a Razor Ramon one. Those are Scott Hall one. Those are my three.
So they did have a Bret Hart. They did do a documentary.
Yeah.
It made WWF look bad because they followed Bret Hart around for a year, and then it kind of ended with how the company screwed him.
Yes.
I would like to see Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, that's a good one, Gary.
He was just a little brief at the top, but he was always one of the more popular wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
He had quite the life, and then he gets his family involved.
It's a dark
world that there's very few positive things.
Yeah.
Like, somebody doesn't go through a wrestling career, and when they're done, it's like, wow. I mean, you know, you think about, The Rock is really an exception.
He really
to somebody
is.
Who had a high-level professional wrestling career that has come out on the other side and maybe has gone above his wrestling career.
Yes. I'd agree 100%. It also looks like that a part of this biography series, Bret Hart will have his own. And Booker T is next. Mick Foley is also on the way in a part of that series.
And Mick Foley has had, his post-wrestling career isn't on the same level as what he was as a wrestler, but he's come out of it okay.
Absolutely.
The thing about these biographies that I think is great is they interview other wrestlers about that wrestler.
Bingo. So you really get like what they were, especially the wrestlers that were wrestling with him, alongside him. I love that.
Well, and they were not only wrestling alongside them, they were on the road with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, knock on wood, and if you watch the 30 for 30 on Ric Flair, it is amazing that Ric Flair is still amongst us.
It's literally amazing.
I mean, we've come close to losing him recently.
Yep.
But his life, and you know, that's the dark side, ironically, of professional wrestling is the part of what it does to your body, does to your mind, does to your liver, does to your family.
Yep.
Does to your life in general. But yeah, The Rock is one of those people that has come out the backside of professional wrestling for the better. I think his post-wrestling life is now bigger than his wrestling career.
Agreed. Absolutely agree. And I think John Cena is on that same road.
Yeah, and you know what? John Cena might be one of those guys that has kind of gotten out early. You know, he's still involved, but he's not to the extent he was.
Yeah.
But they also, I'll give credit to those guys. They've learned lessons from the past, is wrestling can't be your whole life.
Yep.
You know, while you start to wrestle, and that gives you the platform to be recognized and to have some fame, you start to develop other interests, whether it be in acting or whatever else you would like to do, so that you can transition a lot easier. Like these guys, you know, you listen to Piper or Savage, their whole life was wrestling. They had no outlet.
None.
They had no other, hey, you know what, if things aren't going well in wrestling and I see my transition, I'm going into business or, you know, I'm going into movies, stuff like or TV shows. They had no transition. That was their whole life, and that life just completely ate them up, where these other guys that are now coming up that were kind of on the back end of their careers, I'm talking about, you know, they came into the sport on the back end of Savage and Piper, they had a plan for what they wanted to do.
Yep.
And hey, it's not just wrestling. Look at professional athletes nowadays. And we'll bring Aaron Rodgers back into this conversation. Aaron Rodgers is developing a post-football life with all the business interests he has.
Yep.
Remember when LeBron kind of started to expand his brand and his empire, and he got into a bunch of different things that were non-basketball, and he was really kind of one of the first to go big. You know, Jordan was there, but not while he was playing as much. You know, Kobe a little bit. But LeBron was the first to, like, have this enterprise while he was still playing basketball. And it's gotten bigger and bigger, and he's still playing basketball and probably will for another couple of years. But look at athletes today, professional athletes. Their whole life is not their sport.
Right.
As fans, we wish it would be, because we sometimes live and die with their results, where athletes are like, okay, this isn't my whole life. I got an afterlife. And so while I'm in the sport, I'm going to build what I'm doing. Patrick Mahomes is a prime example. Patrick Mahomes is, 4 years into his NFL career? Look at the empire that he is building that is non-football related.
Right.
And those that are doing that, that's an easier transition when they can't play the sport that they love. Where these guys in wrestling, that was their whole life. I mean, but I don't mean to go on, but the Savage one really bothered me. I mean, that was a super dark side, and it was really, really sad for his ending. But that was he left us around the same time that we were starting to lose a lot of wrestlers. It seemed like every other month a well-known wrestler was passing away.
Yeah. Dark time.
All right, these dark times in this conversation, great. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the ballpark.
Yeah.
Hope you become a fan for life sitting here listening to me talk about this.
Right. That's the mailbag for the day. We're out of here.
Great stuff. Thank you to everyone that participated. We do this every Wednesday with our good friends from Oscar's Pizza and Wings. Coming up, the last hour from Ward Park, Parker Gabriel at 1:30. We're going to circle back to a question I asked earlier. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about the offensive line. The offensive line sent two to the NFL. The offensive line is key. They would like to be the identity. Pick me a position group that currently mirrors the identity of the football program, because I think they run side by side if you think about the past success and currently where Nebraska is at. A position group that mirrors where Nebraska football is. You get some good, you get some bad, you get some inconsistent. We'll discuss that in the next hour of the Gary Sharp Show live from Warner Park on 1620 The Zone.